a little bit about what this new research unit is? Because it seems quite groundbreaking in the scheme of things going on in Kent.
Yes, it is. If I could give your listeners some context to begin with. So Kent, Surrey and Sussex Community Rehabilitation Company currently supervise in the region of 9,000 people across Kent, Surrey and Sussex. And they're people that have been convicted of what are deemed to be medium to low risk offences to the community. Whilst we're doing particularly well, and that's not just me saying that, that's the view of the inspectorate in their report that came out last year, the rate of reoffending across the country has remained relatively static at around 40 to 50%. This unit is being set up to look at new and innovative ways to really try and bring down the rate and the cost of reoffending.
So around half of these low to medium risk offenders are from Kent out of that 9,000. So tell me a little bit about that stat and what actually that low to medium risk actually kind of constitutes. What kind of offences are we talking about there?
The types of offence can be wide and varied. Typically, it will be people that are either being released from prison or who are on suspended sentences, been given a community order. But the types of offences could be anything from domestic violence, theft, etc.
How is this kind of going to work then in terms of the research that's about to be embarked on?
Yeah, so the first task really for the research unit is to go out and look at academia and practice from across the justice sector, both in this country, America, across Europe, and identify any new thinking, any new approaches, any new research that's out there linked to any data trends that suggest that any particular area has really got a handle on reoffending, and to take that information, research it thoroughly, and then bring that back in to influence our practice. It's not just about influencing the practice for Kent, Surrey and Sussex. I guess what we really want to do is be able to influence the practice across the piece. So we would absolutely be looking to share the information and the findings with all of the agencies across the country.
Because I think it's quite easy for people to kind of say, oh, it's a soft option with community sentencing. They're not really sort of being punished. But actually, you're saying that there's obviously research says, and also you guys are saying that there is a real sort of lot of benefit to this in terms of sort of going forward, influencing the person that has obviously committed the crime.
I would refute the fact that it's a soft option. Our programmes are designed to really challenge people and challenge the way that they have been thinking and acting, and to really take responsibility for what they've done, come to terms with that, then move on.